This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Colorado students showed mixed results on the latest state standardized tests. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Math scores improved across the board over last year, with about a third of students at grade level. Improvement was slower in reading and writing, with about 43% of children on target. Girls are typically stronger than boys in English, and boys score higher in math. But this year, boys gained ground on girls in almost every grade and subject, Colorado Commissioner of Education Susana Cordova.
It's very good news that we're seeing the rebound for boys, but we need to have a better understanding of what's happening with girls in the state.
Officials say it will take time to recover learning loss in the pandemic. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A Colorado man is leading efforts to get RVs to firefighters left homeless by the blaze that devastated Maui. Woody Faircloth of Denver heads the nonprofit EmergencyRV.org, which donates recreational vehicles to people after natural disasters. Five RVs are scheduled to ship from San Diego to the island today. Faircloth said first responders rarely ask directly for help.
They're just going to keep working and do what they have to do, but giving them a place to lay down at the end of the day and have a warm meal and take a shower is just invaluable, we think.
An estimated 18 firefighters lost their family homes. Many are still on the job, and Faircloth hopes to ship more RVs to Maui next week. A Colorado man involved in a standoff at a casino in Las Vegas earlier this summer has agreed to a plea deal. Matthew Mannix pleaded guilty to felony property destruction and misdemeanor negligence charges. As part of the plea deal, Mannix will pay more than $55,000 in restitution. He faces additional fines and up to 5 years in prison. Mannix is expected to serve his sentence in Colorado. This is CPR News and KRCC.